Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
And I am Meg.
And this week on the podcast, we're going to be talking about H-A-I-R hair. And everything about it. Like little hairs that get like stuck.
Ugh.
Like cat tongues.
Hair today, gone tomorrow.
Right.
Here we are.
Yeah. And all sorts of hair related things. Keep tuned in. And thank you for listening.
Glad you let it go.
I did
the
all
snap.
The way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Snap.
Sorry. I know you only didn't do it once, but it was really jarring that time.
Oh, I didn't go to the snap before?
Yeah, there was one time you cut it off before the snap.
Going straight to the snap every time. Hold on a second. Hold on. Everyone be quiet.
This was like three podcasts ago.
I'm hearing a buzz.
I don't hear it.
Okay.
I wasn't hearing it either.
All right. I'm not hearing a buzz.
Cool.
That's what your therapist tells you. You're not hearing a
buzz.
You're
not hearing a buzz.
So what have you guys been doing?
Not going to therapy, although it always sounds nice. Like, I always want to be doing it, but haven't been doing it.
Yeah, it's in a lot of TV shows.
Yeah. Does it sound appealing to you?
No.
Does he?
If they were great.
Okay. What would make a therapist great for you?
I feel like you're asking me, of course. And I feel like for me,
I'm looking at Desi specifically asking you.
I feel like a therapist that I would like, I would also like.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I think that's often an issue with therapists.
So like somebody
you
I
couldn't
really
see a man.
With. Yeah.
You could like a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can all like a man.
like a man.
So is that what you would be looking for in a therapist?
Yeah. Just somebody to be in love with.
I feel like someone who understood me, you know, and
just gets you.
Yeah. So I've seen a couple in my life and, you know, it was immediately clear it wasn't going to work out because
okay.
I just felt like they didn't get me. So yeah.
I think a lot of therapists have to start with the like base visit, you know, like the standards and practices of therapy where they go through it.
For sure.
By the book, especially if you don't give them like excruciating details about why you would get into it in the first place. So,
but you can still catch a vibe, you know, like,
dude, for sure,
like, yeah. In the first 5 minutes,
like,
I
even
think.
The office has to look a certain
way.
Oh,
yeah,
you know,
but there's a lot
to
of
get to fall for me to fall in love. It's gotta be like
the office has to look great.
There's a lot of different approaches that they could be taking. Or does that even matter? Like what the
honestly,
approach to therapy is?
I don't give
is.
A shit about the approach. It's okay. More like when we lock eyes, does this make sense?
Mm. Yeah.
I you feel know? Like this podcast is a bit of therapy.
Oh, for sure.
I remember we did one early. It was like our third or fourth podcast and it was just you and me, Desi.
Yeah.
And we were like staring at each other and like locking eyes and like having some moments. And I was like,
totally.
This is good for us.
It was when we made our animal militia.
Yeah, it was right in there. You're
I pointed over to where it happened. And it was when we created
you
the
just,
animal militia.
You just reminded me of Seishi. Like, that's what she would do. She'd be like, yeah, that was right over there.
Yeah. Okay. Also, I think that I would be a really good therapist.
Oh, of course you would.
So I feel like I would want...
Your standards are higher.
Yeah. I'd want someone who could out therapy me, which I'm sure there are plenty of that in the world. But like percentage wise.
Right.
Like, I kind of think with that type of self-esteem, you're just like not the ideal candidate therapists are looking for.
Absolutely not. I'm not because I would be like,
that's cool. That's how I feel too.
Show me what you got.
It's like, oh, that's it.
Show me what you got.
Like, I kind of feel sorry for you. Like, do you need to talk at all?
Oh, yeah. Well, like, I went to one grief counseling session and she ended up talking about her dead sister. And aww. I was like, I don't think you're supposed to be talking about your dead sister with me. Like, I don't think I should know that your sister died for, like, at least 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Good point.
It's a big reveal.
Like, why would you tell me that the first session?
Right. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, you actually TMI. Seem like somebody I need to talk
I
to about
I would like
this.
To talk with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Don't therapists have therapists?
Oh, they for should.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But not on Star Trek.
But on Sopranos.
Oh, right. So.
Oh, she does?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You get a lot of insight into what she's like.
Would she be a good therapist for you?
She might be, actually. I kind of...
Edie Falcon? Is that the actress's
name? No,
that's
his wife, Lorraine Bracco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what? I think that when I watch the show, I've criticized her. I've been like, she's a terrible therapist, but... Actually, for me, she would be good the way she is.
Right. You don't think she's good for Mr. Soprano?
I do think okay. she is good for him.
She's got that patient confidentiality.
She does, but she's also like really inappropriate. But, you know, his whole life is inappropriate. And okay. I feel mildly inappropriate, you know, mm-hmm. or yeah. just like non-formal about a lot of things. So,
yeah.
Maybe she would. Maybe she's my, like, I give her.
Your spirit therapist.
No, I wouldn't go that far, but I.
You probably need, like, two therapists or, like, a multitude.
Yeah, like a panel would be nice.
Like a Supreme Court.
Man, actually, now that we're talking about this, this could be a great podcast topic in the future, like, yeah. next year, because
right.
I like it.
Yeah.
You want to save it for next year?
Well, give it some time to brew and, yeah. you know.
Right, because we're talking about it now.
Well, earlier Donovan was like, you need to come up with a podcast topic. And I was like, okay. And so I looked through all of our old podcast topics.
My therapist told me to tell you that you need to come
exactly,
up with a podcast topic.
Exactly. And so I like looked through them all and I was like, man, like. Some of this stuff that I know we mentioned would actually be good podcast topics in the future, and it's been long enough that it would be
right
enjoyable.
Yeah. We definitely had a lot of side topics where we're like, we could just talk about mm-hmm. this, and then we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do that today? Just talk about therapists?
Therapism? I feel like we should be true to the hair topic.
We have never talked about
which
hair.
Which seems crazy.
But
yeah, we're all hair people.
Well, yeah.
We all have it.
We all care about it. And we've talked a lot about fashion.
Right.
And yeah, I was yeah. like, okay, the next logical topic should have been hair like two fashion topics ago.
Yeah. Totally.
And the fashion topics are all good, you know, but I think
we do have them pretty regularly.
We do. And I think hair is just like obviously the natural extension.
Yeah. I think there was an episode called Fall Fashion.
Something like that.
Like in the grander scheme of episode titles, I feel like that was a weak one for me. Like
only like 5% are weak, in my opinion.
I put a lot of thought mm-hmm. and effort into it.
It's hard to name
fashion.
A podcast because I have to name mine every week, and it's just like kind of excruciating.
Well,
to name a yoga podcast.
Yeah, I used to give suggestions, and now I don't because I think Eddie was like, "Oh, thank you," and then just would name it whatever.
No, sometimes you came up with good ones, but then when I actually post it is when I have to remember what you said.
Right.
And so unless you write it down or text me, I don't know. It's a process that I'm in charge of.
What's the saying about process? Enjoy the process. What is it?
Enjoy the journey, not the destination.
No, I know.
That is something that people say.
I agree. I just read it today and it was like something about the process.
Process porn. I've seen those TV shows, like how
what is that?
It's like a show about like how candy bars are made or something.
Unwrapped.
It's like Unwrapped, where they go to the factory and then they show like start to finish your
so
almond joy.
So is process
love
porn that. A thing that other people know about, okay. Or is that just a term you made up?
No, it's a TV trope now. And they do it a lot in Breaking Bad, too, where it's like, you know, they have like all this drama and they have all this like, you know, acting. But then there's like this gratuitous manufacturing of methamphetamine scene where it's like, you know,
all
you could almost
details.
Have like Kenny G playing the saxophone in the background because they're like,
it's
you know,
the
they're
eye
like
of the
putting
tiger
stuff
of
and
meth
test
making.
Tubes, and then there's like little fluids going through the little tubes that connect the test tubes, and then they're like, you know, cleaning up afterward, and you know, taking their suits off, and it's like, it's kind of fun to watch. It is a little bit like voyeuristic.
Oh, I love. Yeah. I mean, that's like cooking shows or like a lot of things on HGTV.
Right. And even the like Property Brothers sometimes are like Chip and Joanna Gaines had some little
fixer-upper.
These little montages that kind of just take you through the process.
It just makes you, because when you watch it, it makes you feel like you could do it because you're watching people
this is,
do it.
I read an article about this and it was talking about how they had there was a video of one of these process videos of somebody drawing a hand, and then it was, you know, it's just this very elegantly drawn hand, and then it's like, oh, people copying the video and trying to draw the same hand, and then they would post their hand that they drew, and whoever wrote the article was just like, oh, and it was like so revealing of how people couldn't actually follow the video. Like, even though it's the video made it seem so simple, the actual act of drawing that hand was like ridiculously hard and nuanced. So
I kind of feel like process porn differs from just a straight up progress or process video in that it over aggrandizes certain aspects. Like a process porn of drawing a hand would be like, this guy's like going to the art store, like the local art store, and picking out the proper pencil for like the type of hand that he's going to draw. And then he like sniffs the paper or something, because that's what artists do. You know?
Okay.
And I'm talking about
the
more
drawing
of
the hand is not the process porn.
Right. Like the hand is the end result. And you might
see
the
production of the process.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's an over centralized version of a video. Like you could do like a, what are those, it's like they're not stop motions, but like you draw something and you film it at half speed and then it looks like you draw it really fast something.
Mm-hmm.
Time lapse,
right?
Thank you.
Time lapse is like the opposite of process porn.
Well, unless it's like,
unless that's what gets you off.
Yeah. And
it all gets
they
me off.
They could have moments of like slow-mo within the time lapse where it's like emphasis on this like certain thing.
This fingernail.
Oh man, like 300.
Yeah.
Like those battle scenes where they slow down and stab someone.
Exactly.
Nice.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. 300 is my favorite process porn.
It's like, how do I don't even know what that's
I
about.
I mean,
like,
wasn't it all
soldiers?
Born in the Matrix?
Oh.
When those bullets slowed down.
That the slow down camera photography.
Yeah. And like the 360 going around when they're fighting in the subway. Mm-hmm. Him and the agent, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing that they did.
Yeah, they did
Where Keanu like leans back,
yeah,
kind of like in that Michael Jackson music video. He leans forward.
Oh, right.
You're right. And then, like,
with
the
shoes.
Kinda, yeah. His shoes were connected to the floor.
Yeah, it turns out they were connected to the floor. He would stand in a certain part.
When we watched This Is It.
Yeah, he stands on a certain part of the floor, and the floor would actually rise.
Oh, the floor would.
Yeah.
There was a patent filed for that machine.
I did not remember that, and I watched This Is It when I was sick on my birthday, like a number of years ago. But I was just thinking when I was walking the dogs the other day, I was like, what movie would I like to watch with Meg and Eddie? And I was like, maybe I would watch This Is It
Maybe this weekend.
Yeah, we watch it this weekend.
And Moonwalker, too. Just
Moonwalker is not a good movie.
I was also thinking of... Wait... I just lost
Maybe
my
we should
thought.
Watch The Matrix.
No. Oh my gosh. We should watch The Matrix.
Meg wants to watch The Matrix, and This Is It this weekend.
Those do seem like
while
July
we do
4th,
a puzzle.
While we do a
July
puzzle.
4th style movies. There's a scene in Star Trek First Contact or something where they're walking on the outside of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're supposed to have magnetic boots. That's what...
Mm-hmm. Maybe like that's what I was thinking
they
about.
They magnetize to the hull of the ship and, mm-hmm. you know, it, there's like a whole thing about it. It's like, this
there's
is how
a
we,
whole thing
this
about
is how
it.
We
yeah.
stick to it. And the director of the movie, I think, I don't know who it was. It might have been Riker, but he had them put bricks in their boots so that it looked like magnets were like
makes
pulling
sense.
Them down to the hull. And then one of the actors was like, but we're actors. Like, we don't need bricks in our boots.
Yeah, but maybe...
That's one of the stories from that production.
Maybe you don't have to act every little thing. Maybe you should be focusing more on, like, acting out these complex relationships and not acting out magnet boots.
Right.
Like, yeah, you don't have to do every little thing. You
quit trying to do it all.
Yeah, you're also, not a mime, you're an actor.
Exactly. And frankly, if Patrick Stewart didn't protest, then no one should have.
Patrick
might
Stewart
have been
is
him that protested.
Oh my god, we
he
should
would
find
protest
out.
To Riker.
Yeah, I don't know who directed. I think Riker directed it, right?
I think
his
he did.
His name is Jonathan Frakes, and it is annoying me that you're calling him Riker because I barely like him
I
anyway.
Feel like
okay,
that's
Jonathan
just
Frakes,
making
though
it accessible.
He directs some of the best episodes of Star Trek.
Agreed. He's
like
a
he
true...
he's still directing the Discovery episodes, and like some of the Discovery episodes stink to high hell.
But
he did
not...
direct them.
But the ones that Riker directs are like, they have
who?
That Jonathan Frakes. The ones that Jonathan Frakes directs, like, have that, like, heart of Star Trek. Like, so, they have that, like, oh, yes, humanity at its finest.
Honestly, I probably have such, I probably bristle to him because maybe I would like him. And there's a part of me that doesn't like that I would actually like this dolt.
You would like Riker?
Maybe I would. I mean, what do I have against him? But I definitely get like about him.
Do you
him.
Not like how he puts his foot up on the console?
What?
It's just his jokes. I don't like the way he is with his jokes.
We were talking about him earlier because didn't he have sex with a third gender?
No, like,
they couldn't mate unless they had this third gender to like facilitate.
No,
the
we
mating.
Talked about this. This that was an Enterprise, and that was Trip Tucker. And
oh, okay.
He, yeah, there was this species. There was a race of people who were, they were all.
Okay, we don't
conformed
have to
a
anymore.
Singular non-binary gender.
Jonathan Frakes directed Star Trek First Contact.
Good.
I think that's enough.
Good for him. It's the best movie
it's,
of Star Trek.
It's really good.
It's certainly... I'd watch
Didn't
that
we watch it on Maybe your 30th birthday, like at the bike shop?
Yeah, we screened it at the bike shop.
I would watch that this weekend as well.
Yeah, we've only got 2 days, or two nights, rather. So it'll be a flip of a coin between that and The Matrix. But we do have the Blu-ray of First Contact.
Oh, yeah.
So that might save us some trouble.
Is there a Blu-ray machine there?
We have one.
It does have Netflix. We know it has Netflix.
Okay.
Which I don't know if any of those three movies are on Netflix.
So to all of our listeners who don't really understand what we're talking about this weekend, we're going to a cabin in Lakemont, Georgia, which is in Raven County and right by Lake Raven. It's like an hour and 19 minutes away.
And our aim is to watch two movies and drink lots of tequila.
My aim is to be the first annual Sharp Brownstone
Cabin Retreat.
Cabin
weekend.
Crabbin Retreat. Crabbin. That sounds so cool. Like,
Are you making crabbin'? We should go crabbin'.
I don't know what that means, but the Crabbin Retreat?
Yeah.
And like you stay in a cabin? Oh, man.
Stay in a cabin, eat crab. We're crabbing.
Okay, we're 20 minutes, so let's talk about hair.
Okay.
And I've got some audio samples from some of our avid listeners, Winston and Mel.
Who are also going to be doing their own podcast coming up.
They're going to do their own podcast soon. But they wanted to chime in on our hair topic. I think their podcast is going to be called Hot Tub Confessions.
I thought it was going to be called Thanks for Laughing.
Yeah, I know. I just, I like to throw in my own ideas. Anyway, here's what she said.
And I think that's pretty interesting, Fab. It's just like the mullet that just kind of cycled through.
Rat tails is the topic.
I was in elementary school, and it was a kind of like, I don't want to say nerdy, but like, was a kid who didn't really hang out with, you know, a lot of people. And I feel like I hung out with everyone. I had like all sorts of friends, but he was kind of a loner type. And that's one thing we noticed was he had a rat tail, and most people didn't.
Do you think that rat tail signifies that you're a loner?
No, I think it signifies a sort of like punk aesthetic where you don't really care, so like maybe you don't have, you know.
What about like in the Star Wars universe?
Yeah, okay, so we talk about Star Wars.
Okay,
for a little
bit. I didn't chime in at the time, but I feel like, isn't it in the Star Wars, is the rat tail like kind of on the side of their head or is it in the back?
Oh, you want to talk about Star Wars? Or you want to talk about loners?
No, I want to talk about specifically this, like Obi-Wan does, like the Ewan McGregor
style. I think they
have
theirs in the back.
Oh, I thought it was like right. I thought it was like a sideburn braid that like went over his ear. Is that not right?
I just feel like we can't talk about Star Wars and Star Trek on the
same podcast. Yeah, okay. Okay, really weird.
Okay, I'll stop.
And then Winston had an interesting thing to say about rat tails, because rat tails are making a comeback, I guess. And
I don't think they ever really left.
I would second Meg's.
Can you tell me about rat tails? What was your first rat tail that you ever...
My first one I get today.
No, that you ever saw.
Oh, that I ever saw?
Encounter in the wild. Your first wild rat tail.
Huh. I feel like this Weezer song playing.
I don't know.
Were you younger?
I must have been younger, because I saw it before today.
I saw a lot in school. I remember
that was funny.
I had a dress code at my school.
Oh, right.
So yeah. Guys,
and it included hair?
Oh, yeah. They made rules specifically targeting me because it wouldn't fall onto my shoulders, it just grew up. So then they had a high rule.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How high?
Like an inch?
It couldn't go an inch above your skull.
That's short.
Did they put a ruler in your hair?
Mr. Rim
put a ruler in Winston's hair.
Winston's hair would only grow up, and he had to get a rule invented to prevent him from doing that.
That's pretty cool. I really, you know, Winston just now like really surprised me with his good comic timing of, yeah, I must have been younger. saw before today.
These goofballs are going to have their own ass podcast.
Yeah, I'm very curious about. That's really what I was more listening for. I didn't care as much about what they were thinking about Rat Tails.
Nice.
And frankly, though, I have to say I disagree with Mel, and I think a rat tail is a sign of a loner.
Oh, it is a sign of a loner.
Often.
Yeah.
I think depending on the age. Like, I think if you're like between 7 and 13, a rat tail means you're a loner. And then the reason why
7 and 13.
Between ages 7 and 13. And then afterwards, like after that age, it's then I could see it being kind of a punk thing, because at that point you've realized that a rat tail is a sign of a loner, and you're like, you know what? I like to be a loner. F you.
Okay, but does it happen that a 7-year old has a rat tail? Like, how does he get it?
Because
it's usually a boy, though, right?
Well, usually girls just generally have longer hair. Yeah. A boy, it's like their parents.
I kind of think the rat tail.
The
is
parents
like
are
a,
like, okay, we're gonna grow out your hair, but I'm gonna hold. It's like I'm gonna hold on to this piece of your youth.
What? Yes.
Wait, that's the original rat tail story.
I'm not sure how did the
like somebody needs to write a children's book about that.
Yeah. So. No, it is about keeping that original hair.
Wow. That's what the young rat tail is. Okay.
Absolutely. So like, and I know a little bit about this because Ash had like this insane haircut growing up when he was like,
I could believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Ash
also
has had a lot of insane haircuts, but his original insane haircut was definitely his mom being like, I want to keep your original hair for as long as possible.
Okay. So gave him the rat tail, like cut it and just like left the tail.
Kept some of it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because for a while, like, you know, I mean, and I probably won't cut my kids' hair for a super long time, but of course you have to cut bangs.
Right.
But Ash, I think when he was like 2, was like, listen, mom, I like don't want this long ass hair anymore. Like, can we cut it? And she was like, sure. But then kept like.
She's like, he can't see it back here.
I think so.
So the rat tail saw a brief period of mainstream popularity during the 1980s, late 1980s and early 1990s. This is the rat tail haircut Wikipedia article.
Excellent.
And has rapidly fallen out of vogue. Next sentence. However, it has recently seen renewed popularity. Pretty interesting.
I don't know. I feel like it's always been that, like, I want to hold on to what I had created in this long hair. So I don't want to cut it all. So I'm going to leave that little tail. I want a drastic change.
In the 2016 film American Honey, Shia LaBeouf's rat tail garnered critical praise.
Wait, what year?
2016.
Okay. Shia LaBeouf is like such a controversial
putting that rat tail in a film.
It's funny. I had not heard of that film. And then, like, I don't remember where I was, but I came back to my house and Cook was there, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm watching this weird movie called American Honey with Shia LaBeouf.
What is the movie about?
A rat tail?
No, whiskey?
No, I know. I was like, oh, the whiskey? He was like, what? It's about people dropping out of society and doing drugs, basically.
Okay.
I don't know if
you know,
I
the classic.
Go as far as to read the Urban Dictionary version of Rat Tail.
Oh, do, please. I love the Urban Dictionary.
Okay. So this is the top definition of rat tail. 2 words. A piece of long hair in quotation marks. A piece of long hair that hasn't been touched by scissors in many years. This hairstyle is often found on a beer-drinking, holy grail grilling, rebel flag tank top-wearing good old boy. First names commonly associated with the sporting a rat tail or long hair, in quotations, are Matt, Tommy, Bo, Duke, or Daisy, depending on their stage name.
Daisy?
Right.
This is a strange definition.
Yeah. These people are often responsible for bright lighting ongoers with their lawn tractor in the middle of the night. Oof, that was a rough one. to read. And the sentence that they associate with is, Matt Hill has a rat tail. No further questions. Which, that kind of makes it. Why is that the top
That's
one?
It feels like a different rat tail than what I'm generally encountering.
Mm-hmm. I think there's, I don't know. Yeah, there's like a...
It's
like a big middle finger to regular society, and there's many
like hairstyles,
different types of groups who do that.
Yes, good point.
I kind of feel like a rat tail is like a mini braid, though. Like if you have braids,
yeah, you're gonna braid it.
I mean, you don't have to, but you probably should, so it doesn't get all fuzzed up.
If you have two rat tails, those are just pigtails, right? Right.
Can unless you've separated the rat
Wait,
tail
you
into
can't
two.
Have two rat tails.
Wait, so are you saying you demonstrated them being on the sides? I feel like a rat tail has to be at this. Would you call that the nape of
you
the neck?
You would call
oh,
it that.
It has to be at the nape?
If it's really
that's
long.
That's what I'm picturing.
Wait, where are you picturing a rat
you
tail?
You think a rat tail can be
could,
anywhere?
I think it could be to the side, but well, it has to be to like one
enough,
pigtail.
If it's long enough,
what's
it can.
Like the gi, is that what it's called?
You're rubbing your hair
a
like
gi when it's like the top of your head and you're like
enough.
A monk and you're like shave your whole head and then you have like that a, long hair and it's like
oh
supposed,
like
is it called a gi?
A top knot like a samurai?
No,
a samurai, yeah.
Yeah, or like
the, no, a gi is like clothing.
What was Zippy, that comic clown? Didn't he have a little tail implies like it's gonna tail
it's at the
out.
Bottom.
Right, yeah. And rat implies it's like something that a rat would have on it, right?
It's the width of a rat
We're just
tail.
Breaking down the word here.
Yeah, breaking down the word. Rat implies
okay.
a rodent.
So let's talk about other types of hair.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to spend that long on a rat tail.
Yeah, that was very specific.
Okay, well, here's my thing about hair versus fashion.
Okay.
Is that... Like every day you change your clothes multiple times a day, but your hair cut, like it's going to be like, you can't change your haircut multiple times a day, every day. You could do it.
Right.
Like one day you could cut your hair a bunch of different ways, but then eventually you're going to run out of hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like this long-term investment in your appearance. So you have to be like, okay, today I want my hair cut to be like this, but, you know, is it versatile? Like,
yeah.
Could I, like, do a bunch of different interesting things with it? Or do I even want to? If I hit this cool hair, that's going to be, you know, it's just this, like, it's a major accessory.
I love that description of it, too.
It's a major accessory.
Because they call it a haircut because it's the cut of your hair, like, where it's been cut.
Yes, exactly.
And to me, like, I'm always scientifically exploring things, and hair is the ultimate calculus problem where you're, like, your hair is constantly growing, and you're... cutting it, and that's an instantaneous, that's a, you know, once
that's
it's
one
only
moment.
Gonna look that way for 5 seconds
totally.
Because it's growing every second, and the idea that the way it's cut could define how it looks in the future is so strange that I don't get regular haircuts now because I'm just like overwhelmed by the idea of being that talented of a person to create a cut that will last
for decades. Months
for decades.
No, that's the thing. And I'm going to say this about also, I mean, this is true of color. Like Callie Huskins is a master colorist. like to color someone's hair and like, have it look good for months afterwards, like
right.
That is so
because
hard
the
to
color
do.
The color fades, also the roots grow out
exactly
right?
Like I got my color done like at this point months ago and it still looks freaking great.
Yeah, and I feel like that's
different than how it looked the first day, though.
That is the job of the stylist, to see the future. Yeah. It's almost like some sort of crystal ball that they hold with their little scissors.
Yeah, and their squirt bottle of color.
That's not insulting. They have little scissors, right?
They have lots of little scissors.
Like, I was being like, they're little scissors. Those little kids with their little scissors.
And I do think she is good at cutting, but she excels at color.
Could you go to one person for color and one person for cut?
I often do. I will only go to Callie for color.
Wow.
I will go to her for a cut, but I'll also go to Michelle Laird.
Wow.
Because she is incredible.
Dropping a lot of stylist names.
Where is Michelle Laird?
She is now at, what is that place on Prince?
It's not the same place as Callie.
No. Nope.
Rockin'?
No.
I can't believe you go to two different places, but it does make sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's not hair about where I
hair
go.
Hair theory or hair therapy?
It's the one, yeah, that has like the, it's on Prince Avenue, yeah. And you drive by it probably. And like, it's also yeah. Classic City Salon, I think it's okay. Called.
It's not even that these are the two best people to get your hair done by. It's like, these are the two people that do Desi's hair the best.
Did Callie recently had like a 10-year... She like had her 10 like years that. Of being a stylist thing, and I wrote on her Instagram, I was like, she's great at color, she's great at cutting hair, but she's also like a really good listener, which is like a very important thing for a stylist to be.
No, it's
like
she's
therapy.
It goes therapy. Right in with therapy. It's
wow.
Like
you really let's call it a night.
Hair is about therapy.
It is. Like, you know? Yeah, you have to be able to talk.
Yeah, hair-a-pee.
And you have to be able to feel like...
Also, can we just do one more shout-out? Because Sarah Jane also is
Sarah Jane.
At cutting hair.
She's kind of the only person I let cut my hair or make cut. She's the only person I make cut my hair. Right, you're making them cut your hair in exchange for money.
Yeah.
You don't let them cut your hair.
I mean, but the therapy part they is want almost to. As, you know, because it's expensive to get your hair cut. And then you're there and you're like, oh, I had to carve out this time to come here and be
that's
in this
a real
chair.
Interesting
so like
relationship,
the
haircut.
The therapy aspect of it to me is like as important as the haircut.
But there's also like this consent. It's like, I let this person cut my hair, but I also am forcing this person to cut my hair.
Well, they consent by being
like
in that profession.
They could say no.
They could say no. Hopefully, if they're at a good salon, they could say no.
Or like, I wouldn't touch that hair with a 10-foot pair of scissors.
This makes like, me... Sorry, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
That's a funny image, though.
That seems dangerous, too.
It's probably really dangerous to cut hair with a 10-foot-long pair of scissors. So if you could, this is head hair only. You could have head hair made out of any material, what would it be?
Oh, interesting. I read your text about this earlier, because this is what we do on this podcast. We text about it during the day, and then we hype our friends about it during the afternoon. And then we talk about it in the evening.
Yeah.
And
it's a whole day commitment.
That's a real behind the scenes moment for the Athens Public Podcast right there. Like, you're really getting some deep dive into how to make a podcast. Anyway, I was thinking, you know, those Christmas trees that have like the fiber optic lights.
Yep.
Dude, optic hair.
That's what I want. Took my answer.
That was yours? Oh, man. I think everybody kind of wants that, though.
Well, I don't even know if people would even think about it.
Well, say you shave your head and that would really hurt coming out of your skull.
Okay.
So I'm thinking something that's
only
light.
If you shaved it like to the skin.
Yeah.
If you just buzzed it.
And then you
fine.
Have to like embed a battery in your forehead.
Also like
what about when you go to bed? It's kind of gonna hurt when you put your head down.
And then a little like app on your phone to like control
have,
the color.
There's like fiber optics that are super flexible.
The thing about fiber optics though is that they're only most of the time they're only they're completely reflective inside of the tube. So if you think of each of the fibers as a tube.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you'll most likely, like in a perfect fiber optic cable, you'll only get the colors at the tip, like at
right.
the
yep.
end. So you have to kind of take that into consideration when you're getting your hair did. Maybe if there was like kind of like a neon tube that could, you could color the whole thing or like control the color down the entire
also,
slope of your head.
Also, you could have different lengths of fiber optics. Like
you could do that,
you know,
to get
like,
around it, but I'd like to create a magical fiber optic cable that we can gradient color throughout.
Okay.
You know?
I like it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I guess
some nanotechnology.
Alternatively, like leaves or flowers.
Yeah, I'm like chia
nice.
Head.
Is that what's under the blanket right now? Yeah. Is it, you're like covering your chia scalp.
Yeah, I've put a wet blanket, wrapped a wet blanket around my head to germinate the seeds I've planted on my head.
That's what it looks like.
That's believable.
For our listeners, Meg has a kitchen towel wrapped. No, I'm just kidding. It's a very nice skirt, and it looks really. It's like a changing shape, honestly.
Yeah. Well, she put the headphones on it, so that kind of messed it up.
It's been really enjoyable to look up every now and then and like look more closely at what the skirt's doing.
I
on
mean,
her
I
head.
Have definitely had
she
those
thought you
days.
Were gonna take Facebook photos.
When yeah, I thought we were going to take Facebook photos. I was wearing this skirt, and then I got hot, and then I was like, I'm going to take this skirt off, but I really feel like I'm into this skirt. Right now, and I thought about hair, and I thought there's some days where I just want my hair to not be seen because it looks bad.
But the thing is, when it's not seen, like that is your replacement for hair.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
You
have something on your head.
Something on your head, unless you're bald.
The hair,
right.
It's the
which
crown,
I'm willing.
Right?
I'm willing to be bald.
So
I've
is
seen
your
it.
Brother. Your oldest
yeah,
brother.
My older brother. He's bald since 03, right?
Bald by choice. Yeah, shaving your head. That I mean, like,
I've never done it with
razor,
a razor. I don't think I've ever done it with
I guess
razor.
He's losing maybe a
he's
Mach 3.
I don't know how many blades he's getting on there, but he's getting them right to the scalp.
Yeah, or maybe like doing some Nair.
Michael
Jordan did
I
Nair,
doubt
right?
it. I mean, he
and
would
he
do what
Michael Jordan
does.
Yeah. So maybe he does Nair. I think Jimmy does Nair. That's where I'm standing.
I don't know. We'll have to ask him. I'm pretty sure he does with a razor.
Don't ask him because I want to ask him.
Okay.
I only
you
have so
him.
Many things to talk about with him. And I want to talk
yeah,
about his shave. But yeah. So we could talk about body
okay,
hair too.
But or? Also, can I talk about... You watched that scene with me. Did you watch Fleabag?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so we just watched today the episode where her sister Claire gets her hair cut and
spoiler
she calls
alert.
Her.
Really funny.
And then, oh my gosh, I rarely am like laughing out loud watching a television show, but when they go and confront the stylist
yeah.
and they're you're like,
you
how could you do this to my sister? And they go in the trash to take out the picture that the sister brought to the stylist and it... is the exact same haircut. Oh my gosh, that
you
just
loved
killed
it.
Me. Yeah, that was so hilarious because it, you know, it's just I don't have to
Meg,
explain it.
No,
it's
Meg,
just hilarious.
Tell us why it's funny.
Mm-hmm. Like what
because
makes
hair
that funny?
Is very
yeah, what made
specific
that funny?
To the person wearing the hair. Like this Jennifer Aniston look. Looks great on Jennifer Aniston, but then when everybody has that haircut, it just looks so fucking stupid.
Well, not on everyone, though.
Not some, on everyone, yeah. but
some
a lot
people
of people.
Look great with it.
Yes.
And those people tend to also look a little bit like Jennifer Aniston.
But also, you don't really know until you have it how good or bad it's going to look.
You don't
like,
know.
You can project. Once you get a little older, you can project a little bit. Like, I've kind of gone close to that, and I know that's not good for me. But
don't they make apps where you can change your hair?
They do.
What are some
Have
of
you
them?
Done it?
Never.
Okay, because I'm skeptical even of that.
Hair today, gone tomorrow.
That sounds fake.
Here we
like
are.
uppercuts. That was on...
Oh, Pop, nice.
Or on, yeah.
I think that's
Hancock.
On Hancock.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's on Hancock. It's like the name of a salon
yeah.
or a barbershop. Other hairs, though, fibers in your carpet or cat hair.
Okay, so beyond...
In your child's mouth.
cat hair in your child's mouth? Yeah, that could be a whole different
That's podcast. A whole other thing. What's in my kid's mouth?
That's a game. We should play that game.
What hair is in my kid's mouth? Okay, what animal hair would you guys love to have?
Oh, yeah. You know, another cool thing.
On my head?
Or anywhere on your body.
A cool thing about animals is they can have multiple colors of hair. Like the cheetah has like orange hair with the black hair.
You could have it too.
Yeah, and
I wouldn't mind some chinchilla pubic hair.
That's super sexy, Meg.
Chinchilla pubic hair.
That's like my favorite concept that's been put forth tonight about anything we've talked about.
And it's so soft.
It's the softest.
And it's also straight.
Yeah,
just straight soft.
That's weird to have straight.
What color would you want it?
Are chinchillas anything other than gray? I mean, gray is kind of neat. It's chic right now.
Wait, you're right.
I don't want gray pubic hair, honestly.
I feel like the curliness of pubic hair kind of makes it special.
Well, you could get a perm. You have permed. Like a little. You could get it permed.
You have a little toupee down there. Like, you're going to have to worry about styling it, right? Or is it just going to hang? Because it's going to hang down.
Well, my concern actually is that what happens when it gets wet?
Yeah, it's just going to, like, it's going to look like.
Like, does a chinchilla, like, wick? Well,
it's going to look like a
moisture
penguin.
The way that.
You know how penguins look when they've just gotten in the water? Like,
they look cool.
Slick
down.
They look
it's
going to
look cool,
down.
For sure. Like, all the hair is going to slick down
that
into your
crotch.
That
makes me want it really black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jet black. Like a penguin.
Yeah.
Jet black pubic hair. Jet black chinchilla pubic hair.
Or, well, you know, honestly, like, the pubic hair in a lot of, like, you know, what is that? What's like
movies?
Anime porn?
Oh,
like
hentai.
Hentai, yeah. A lot of that pubic hair is kind of like this. Like, okay. Like it looks really thick and like straight and fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of it, like soft, and it's often like different colors, like lavender.
Almost like an Italian's hair, a fake Italian from The Sopranos haircut.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times,
mm-hmm.
kind of just slicked forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
like
that's
Ross
what you're
from Friends,
but it doesn't. Yeah. But it doesn't look wet.
No. I mean, not all the time, but it is. Well, you gotta blow dry it too, I guess. I don't know. That's a lot of hair care down there. Huh. That rhymed. That's interesting. Yeah, I never thought about like pubic hair stylings because you know pubic hair is just perfect already.
I don't.
I'm just kidding. Pubic hair, a lot of people consider it problematic. Like they eliminate it.
I eliminate some of it. It just like...
I don't want it creeping out of my bathing suit.
It just gets too hot for
me. It is like little...
Oh, really?
Creepers. Oh, my God. It gets so hot.
But the in-between period between like shaving your pubic hair, clean shaving, and it being too hot or it being not spiky... is kind of a hellacious period.
I've been thinking about this a lot. Like, I kind of just feel like waxing is the answer that I've been avoiding my entire life.
Honestly, I've never thought about
having a bush as being hot.
A bush?
Well, yeah, I'm not... The part that's on, like, the mom's pubis is not a problem. But the part that's, like, on...
Between thigh and...
Yeah, it gets all
labia.
Sweaty.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah,
but I feel like that's regardless of hair.
No, it is a huge difference for me.
Oh, okay. When you were saying hot, you were saying like thermally. I can find a bush sexy though.
Bushes are sexy, also like my armpit hair too. Like if
I'm
I let my armpit hair grow, it gets hot.
Yeah. No, I mean it is hot.
It
it's
looks
sexy.
Good.
I love it.
No, it looks good, but it. Makes me sweat more.
Okay, in both senses of the word.
That's funny. I don't really notice that with hair, but with pubic hair or armpit hair, but I definitely notice that with
head hair.
Yeah, I like cannot handle. I was trying to wear my hair down today, and I was like, oh my gosh, all I want to do is put it up. It's so hot.
I'm same with that. Like my pubic hair never really. The temperature never really.
But
comes into question.
To get pretty personal here, I feel like I feel like my pubic hair is way more wiry than Desi's.
Oh, really? And do you feel like if it was straight like a chinchilla's, you'd have better?
I was just thinking it'd be nice to feel. I wasn't thinking it would be like that nice for me.
Yeah.
I mean, the external sensual experience of it would be nicer. I don't know if the like experience of having it on my body would be nicer.
Okay, so do people have straight pubic hair?
I'm going to look it up.
I Godspeed on that.
Thank you.
I did a podcast earlier with Rachel, and we were talking about Sex Machine, the song. And I Googled Sex Machine, and then I clicked on videos. And I'm like, oh, why did I, like, I just got
Fleshlight
tricked into.
That's probably what they take.
Now,
it's not really a machine.
The first one was like, watch this person orgasm with their clothes on. And it was like, wow, interesting. Like borderline porn.
Okay.
I don't know. I was.
What
just,
does that have to do with the machine?
I just wanted to get that James Brown video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kind of a.
Oh, speaking of James Brown, what's it called? The Night Train? Oh, that's such a good song.
Yeah.
I heard that on Soul Town this week.
Oh, nice. We got to listen to Soul Town later.
Oh, yeah. Soul well, Town we're, After Dark. We're watching the Bob Dylan documentary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so pubic hair.
What kind of animal hair do you want on your body?
Yeah, we talked about animal hair.
Oh my gosh, you know what hair I love is like the nose of a horse.
Like horse nose fuzz?
Yeah.
Why do you love it?
That's a good feeling. I don't know. It's also like the quality, like it's the skin and the hair. Like what feels better than petting a horse's nose? Like that's such a good feeling.
That
I don't know. I've never really touched a horse's
it's
nose.
It's great.
Their noses are big. I'm afraid my fingers will get stuck or something.
Like maybe the top of my foot could feel like that. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I don't think it would look that good though.
It is like almost a felt or like a velvet or like a suede. It's suede.
Nothing. Maybe I can't think of a human. I can't think of a human construct that compares to the feel of a horse's nose.
Airwalks, dude. Airwalks.
You guys, I have not found a reliable answer.
But you're good.
But I want to read this to you.
So are we kind of wondering if like, there are, you know, because we're
just listen.
Okay.
The question posed to steadyhealth.com by
this is, so much this segment.
It is by dancer 229-823-7538 over a year ago. Mm-hmm. I'm a Caucasian girl, if that matters. And I've always have a head of thick, straight hair. I've noticed that my pubic hair is also very straight and thick. Mm-hmm. Is this unusual? Because I've heard that pubic hair is usually curly. And while I'm talking about that, that area has been itchy lately.
Oh, no.
Could that be a sign that I might start my period soon?
Oh, no.
Itchy.
And then a guest said, some Asian people have straight pubic hair, as do many Westerners, although curly pubes are much more common. The texture of pubes differ from person to person and does not necessarily coincide with race.
Wow.
Huh.
And then this is maybe my favorite response. Oh my gosh, that's me to a T. I have straight, thick, longish, dark hair, and my pubic hair is very thick and straight.
With an eight, number eight?
No, but all caps, 5 question marks. And it has been very itch around there for me, too.
That's pretty dope. So that I feel like
it's just an itchy it does time exist. For straight hair pubic.
These are
straight pubic haired people.
These are the unicorns that we need to find.
They really are. Okay, you guys, we have some answers to the question I posed on Facebook.
What was the question?
If you could have hair made out of any material, what would it be? And I posted this picture of you, which is really cute. Sarah Whitaker said, if I could have hair made out of thousands of tiny Megs making this adorable face, I would be in heaven. Which is really sweet.
Check our Facebook.
My sister, Alexandra Jo Sharp, said pasta. Specifically, oh, wow. Linguine.
Ooh, oh, man, nice. I never thought who about. This person?
Like, you could eat Allie it and has then still like grow?
The most epically, it's amazing hair.
Luscious hair.
It, truly.
Carly, her and I are rivals.
Yeah. No. Carly Muncher said Arabian horsehair, which I think is, you know, it's a good answer, except, you know, it's hair. It's what all of our hair, I mean, it's keratin.
Okay.
Dude, you got,
yeah.
It's not like, I guess it's a.
You got serious on that person.
Yeah. Because it was still hair was the answer.
I like my hair. My hair rivals that of your sister's. So I was thinking, if I could replace hair with an animal thing, I'd do feathers. Can I do feathers? Because, like,
that'd be pretty cool.
I think they'd be like, they'd be not very effective because humans are too heavy for feather flight. But I would, I totally think feathers are cool, like peacock feathers.
They look
or
good.
Like,
they look good, and they would feel great. They'd be so, like you said, they're so light.
I don't want.
It'd be great.
I maybe even a combination of regular,
different, feathers?
Regular Arabian horsehair and feathers. You know, like I could mix the two and create some sort of viney like thing.
Okay, one cool thing about feathers or birds is like their wings and stuff fold up. So if your hair like folded,
that. Oh, if you could
and then it could
the,
like
yeah,
and then
shape.
It could like expand into like.
Different
like,
shapes
I'm
kinda, even.
I'm just like, yeah, I'm just like folding
my
hair.
I'm just feeling shy.
Yeah.
And you fold all your hair down.
Well, that's how you.
That's awesome. I love that.
In the South, you just like go outside and like it mats down and then you can come inside and fluff it up.
Or you flow it out and you get like this really good breeze. Like you, I don't know.
You dry it
oh,
up.
Oh, maybe you like flap your hair a little bit and it's like a natural fan.
Well, now you're saying that you have bones
yeah, and
in
muscles.
The hair.
Yeah, that's true.
I was just thinking feathers attached to my head, which would be pretty like a slap in the face to God, right? Like this isn't something that would be natural.
God did
or,
not intend
like,
this.
He would not
you know what?
Consent.
Honestly,
she.
I think
he or she would
they.
Not
consent. I think the question, though, really comes down to...
What are God's pronouns? They?
They.
Them,
for
they?
For sure. Okay. Also, how do you know? Like, maybe they've just been waiting for you to freaking figure this out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like...
Feathers on your head. That's
duh.
What you've...
I've because
been, I've been
fucking,
trying to point
like,
you in the right direction for centuries,
this
millennia
is,
now.
Know, like
a
moment that God's like, finally.
A feather cap to make my head look kind of like a pigeon's head. Mm-hmm. I'd be into that for a little mm-hmm. bit. You
I guess
know,
like
I could
the
rock
flappers,
my pigeon head look.
The flappers had a lot of like feathered hats, which is a really cute look.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is like a new.
When you just said that. Just because I was thinking how you said, like, when I pointed, it reminded you of Seychada. I just imagine Seishi wearing, like, a flapper outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, she's such cute. A flapper.
I know. And it was like, that's so right for you, Seishi.
She kept grabbing. She found this owl in Safi's room today. Oh, gosh, and then she, like, ripped it off the wall. And she brought it to me. And she goes, owl. Woo-hoo. Yeah. I was like. Dope, Sage, dope. Like, yes. And let's do that together for the rest of the, like, hours. Like, every time we rediscovered it, we're like,
owl.
We know the sound it makes.
Oh, that's really cute. So I feel like since we sort of nested, like, so much this into our hair discussion, you know,
We should do trivia.
Oh yeah, let's yeah. Let's move on. Unless someone wants to call you, in, we're done talking about hair for
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but maybe you should look up some trivia based on hair.
Yeah, hair based trivia.
So you guys never in your sexual endeavors have not encountered flat or straight pubic hair?
Hell no. I feel like it's really rare. I mean, even though that comment I read made it sound like
really rare and really itchy right now.
Yeah. Like maybe.
Oh, hair is also a musical. We gotta.
It
give me a
is.
Head with hair.
Okay.
Long, beautiful hair.
Oh, okay. 21 Things You Should Know About Hair is about the musical.
Okay.
Are you gonna read trivia not based on hair?
Oh, I could like look for the next 20 minutes for a card that has to do with hair.
I feel like if I Google, I'm gonna be Googling for 5 minutes about like, hair-based trivia.
Okay.
So we're just going to do regular trivia. Is that okay?
Yep.
Is that okay with you? Are you sure that's okay with you?
What is this?
Is
okay,
okay,
this is
you
20th anniversary edition.
Some seltzer in here.
Okay. What am I doing here? INV. It's green. It's Genesis. No, it's 20th anniversary.
Okay, science.
Trivial Pursuit.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Science and nature.
Innovation, maybe? What critters lay the eggs Dr. Sidney Spiegel's shampoo is designed to make glow in UV light?
Ostrich.
What critters lay eggs Dr. Sidney Spiegel's shampoo is designed to make glow
in
UV
hang
light?
On. I don't understand the question. Can you please read it one more time? It's really confusing.
What critters lay the eggs Dr. Sidney Spiegel's shampoo is designed to make glow in UV light? You're going with ostrich?
No.
I don't know. Like,
I'm going with lice.
Gremlins?
The answer was lice.
The way that was worded,
it was really,
difficult for me to process. I totally understand.
You just had to focus on shampoo.
Ostrich.
Yeah.
Wait, it was ostrich eggs, is what I was saying.
Ostrich eggs, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
The shampoo didn't help identify ostrich eggs.
Do you even get the question still, Eddie? I thought it was super confusing.
They were
it
using really ostrich confusing. Eggs to, like, illuminate things.
No, they weren't.
Oh, okay.
I just want to forget that ever happened.
Let's keep going.
Okay. What title character was accused of dropping a safe on the head of Marvin Acme, the Gag King?
Oh, I know this one. Wait, you say title character?
She did, which now I'm like,
yeah,
what?
I don't know that one.
Because I feel like who did Marvin have difficulties with, like...
Is Marvin Acme Marvin the Martian?
My original idea was the Christopher Lloyd from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, you're probably right.
But like, was his name
probably,
who?
It was probably Roger Rabbit is the answer.
Oh. But didn't
Christopher
you're right. Lloyd drop the safe?
No,
I guess
I think Roger
I didn't really get that movie.
No, you're right. It's
you guys
Roger
arrived
Rabbit.
There together, and it was Roger Rabbit.
Okay, cool. Eddie's still in the game.
That
then.
Was totally 80s. That was totally 80s.
Donovan's not here to like be mean to me
to
for
be
answering.
Disgusted
because
by
I
this.
Didn't get the first one, you know?
Yeah.
He would have been pretty mad about that.
Okay, let's do history.
No, he's still alive. He's just sick, guys. Don't worry.
What color breeches did fashion-conscious French soldiers
breaches?
Wear? Breeches?
Oh, uh-huh.
Breeches? Breeches.
I think it's breeches.
B-R-E-E.
Yep, got it.
C-H-E-S. What color breeches did fashion-conscious French soldiers wear to battle at the start of World War II?
Oh, World War II.
I don't know. I mean, I would say, like, maybe red. That just seems like the most like stupid color to wear into battle.
What does the French flag look like?
It's like, red, white, and blue.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know that one. Yeah. White. That'd be weird. Weirder. Like wearing white clothes into battle.
It would.
I'm gonna give it to Desi. It was scarlet.
Oh, what? Oh.
Yeah,
what a
thank
weird
you.
Color.
Okay, you gotta read one more though.
Okay, one more.
I won't answer on this one, Donovan.
Desi's good at trivia.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel like I've kind of emerged as the best at trivia over
time. You really have.
Nice. I love that.
Okay, this is seen it. This is a seen it card, and I'm going to go with S. Who were described as being four men all living together,
what
yet they
mean?
Were all alone in their show's theme song?
In their show's theme song.
Described as four men living together, yet they were all alone in this in their show's theme song.
And this
what?
Is S?
Oh, I know what it is.
Does it
Wait.
Start with S? Like what?
No, it doesn't start with S. Okay. I don't know what the three categories mean. It's like T... there's like a T cubed, S, and P.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what those mean either.
Four men living together.
So we all know it's all not two and a half men.
Or my two dads.
Right.
Can I give you a hint?
Uh-huh.
Yet they were all alone.
My
oh,
original.
The Brady Bunch boys?
Yeah, the Brady Bunch. What? The Brady Men.
That was a show? Sorry, that was a...
The Brady Bunch, I believe, was the show.
Wow.
Who did you get? Who was your favorite Brady Bunch member?
Alice.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm a fan of The Help.
She's the original Downton Abbey.
I mean, in the movies, obvious. In the like later remake movies, Jan was obviously the funniest.
Yeah, Jan had it going on. I don't know, but Alice had all the like... The quips.
I thought Peter was kind of cute, though.
And he's just like stealing words out of my mouth, like so I don't even need to talk anymore.
Sorry about that.
But the mom
okay,
was cool
fun.
Too. She had that like epic
Carol,
epic hair, epic mullet.
Yep, good way.
Yeah, I mean,
to
Alice
tie it all in.
Alice was like the old wise woman who like. The kids would go to for advice.
She wasn't
when the
very
parents...
old.
She wasn't very wise either. She was
she
just
was kind
of like
a ding
dope.
Dong. She was like a Midwest ding dong.
I feel like the kids went to her for advice
because
though.
She wasn't their parent. So I mean, she was just like, I'm just baking this turkey.
Yeah,
burr, burr,
just
burr.
Like,
I don't
I'm
know.
Keeping the house clean.
Like
exactly.
They're like they would come up to her and be like, Alice, I really need to talk.
I know,
you
but
about.
It would work.
I don't give
a sex, and she'd turn around with a turkey baster like, whoa!
But it would work out in this like home improvement way where like Tim the Toolman Taylor was trying to explain sex to his kids and he shitted on it, and then they were like, we get it now. Like, I feel like it would
Wait,
work out.
Are you comparing him to Tim or are you
comparing
him to the
comparing
neighbor?
Alice
comparing
to Tim.
Alice to Tim.
Because
wow,
Tim would talk to the neighbor. Get solid
okay.
advice,
yeah.
And then go explain it to his kids and do a really shitty job, and then they would kind of get it.
They would like interpret her
yeah,
dumbness.
They would see her dumbness and then be like, we get it. Like Alice taught us this thing.
Okay. She was so dumb yeah, she could talk to a kid.
Right, man. Oh, that's a podcast for another day. That's something I want to talk about. We appreciate you listening. This was long and this was good. And we talked about hair.
Long and strong.
AthensPublic@gmail.com.
Long, straight, and itchy.
Get the app, the Athens Public app. You have it on iTunes or your Android thing. We updated it so it doesn't break when you use it. That's cool. Look out for some new podcasts, the Hot Tub Confessions and My So-Called Mess. And what do they want to call it, actually?
Thank you for laughing.
Brownstone Yoga.
These should all be out, and you can get them with our app. Or you can just subscribe to them individually and, like, forego all this nonsense. But we appreciate you listening anyway.
And we love you.
Thank you.